Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Hey, hey, this your girl, Lady Free.
Oh, my bad, my bad. I'm your boy, Pastor. That was hot, though. I like that beat.
Yeah, that beat was nice.
That beat was hot.
We back in
we
the
We own the rights to this music, though. You know what I'm saying? We
so
own the
rights. Introduce yourself, sir.
Yes, I'm Pastor J, man. We back in the building.
Yeah, we back in the building. So, listen.
Today's topic. Come on. Okay. Let's go with it, man.
Well, let's go. Today's topic is the art of working things out. It's an art form.
Yes, we want to have a conversation with you guys about working things out. It's an art to it. And the reason why we say it's an art to it, because anything that is an art, there's a practice to it. You know what I'm saying? There's work that has been put into this now becoming an art.
That's
you know, now becoming an art. So we just kind of want to discuss this with you guys today.
And y'all, for those of you who are new to our channel, to Shift Real Talk TV. This is Shift Real Talk Tuesdays, and we want to welcome you. So what we do is we talk about love, life, relationships, and the truth behind it all, okay? So today's topic, you know, believe it or not, a lot of people, they're so afraid to commit in relationships because of the issues that might happen. What happens if you are prepared for the hard times beforehand? So that's what we want to do. This may not be for you. You may be finding the relationships that you have. This may be for someone you know. But either way, we want you to tune in. We want you to chime in. We want you to hit the subscribe button, hit the like button, and share this content. Because today we are talking about the art of working out.
Yeah, we got my manager on the line. What up, boy? What up, bad boy?
Barry Austin is online. My girl, my rider on the line, Ashley Jones. We love you guys.
So listen, we just want to remind you, if this adds any value to your life, please like and share. So anyway.
All right, here we go.
Moving on. First of all, we just want you to know that relationships, when it comes to relationships, they come with problems. There is no fairy tale relationship.
Number one.
There's no fairy tale relationship where every day is roses, every day is a sunshine, and, mm-hmm. and every day you know you don't want to be bothered. You know, relationships come with these type of issues, and the reason why is because you have two different people trying to coexist in one situation.
Right.
So you got different backgrounds, you got different raisings, you got different things,
different cultures. Yeah.
You know, and you're trying to bring these two cultures together to coexist together. And sometimes you're gonna have a little resistance.
That's why it's called relationships, because in these ships, you are destined to learn to relate to one another.
What's going on, Ease?
Yeah. My niece is on the line. So, okay. So basically I like that.
Yeah, they come with problems.
Yeah.
But the thing is, when they come with problems, this is not to shy us away from learning how to work out those issues that come with the relationship.
Right.
So we got to really learn how to work these things out. And we got three things that we want to talk about today.
And before we go into those three things, we have to remember the issues are only symptoms. I was talking to my homegirl today, and we were discussing this. The symptoms when you have pain in your body, the symptoms tell you I need to go to the doctor and get checked out.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing that I could truly relate issues in your relationship to help it to come to a point of, like, not being so scary, but being more so where we can understand it. The symptoms are the issues. They only address that there's a bigger problem somewhere. That's why when you ever have issues, it is vital to work these things out.
Yes, very vital. So the first thing today we want to discuss and talk about working out the art of working things out.
Right.
Is the first thing you need to do.
The first thing you need to do.
Is you need to deal with your baggage.
Unpack those bags. My sister's on the line.
Sister is on the line.
I always love when I see my family.
Yes. Oh, you made my day, Tasha.
So, yeah. You got to get rid of old baggage.
You got to get rid of the baggage. And let me use an example. Because this is, you know how when you go into a store, mm-hmm. right? And before they can bring in the new inventory for the next season,
right?
They have to get rid of all of the old, you know, all of the old items and all the old inventory.
Right.
You can't bring in all this new inventory until you get rid of the old inventory.
Right.
So they have giveaway sales. You mean they have, you know, closeout right. sales, uh-huh. 50% off, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, they're getting rid of all of the old inventory. So before they bring in this new stuff, you gotta get rid of the old inventory. Do you know how it looks to where, I'm going to use this example because I just thought this just came in my head. Do you know how it looks to be summertime? You at the beach and you got a coat on and you're like, I don't want to take this coat off because it just may snow. Do you know how you look holding on to this coat? And it's
there's
summertime.
No need for the
coat. There's no need for the coat. So you can't treat the summer like it's winter.
Okay, I'm going with you.
You go with me? You can't treat the summer like it's winter.
Okay.
Even though it may snow. But the thing is, because it's cloudy, just because it's cloudy outside, that is not the characteristic or the trigger of it may snow during the summertime.
Right. The snow will come, but when it comes, you will be prepared.
You will be prepared. Exactly. Okay. That's the whole point. You definitely be prepared for it.
You said that very good. So basically, Pop Jesse's on the line. We love you. You got to unpack your bags. So I like your examples. Let me give a rendition of what I feel like that means.
Come on, Rendy.
Okay. So basically what that means is I may have some old relationships, even dating back to maybe childhood, some old relationships. Mm-hmm. And I've learned how to deal with how to handle conflict from those old relationships, whether I shut down, whether I yell out and explode, whether I turn my back, whatever it is that I do. I've learned it from old relationships that I've been in.
Yes.
And a lot of times if we notice that, it never works. The blow-ups, they never come to any kind of resolve. So unpack those bags. Whatever you've been in your old relationships, when you're in the new relationship you're in, whether it be at your job, your family, your lover, long-lasting loving relationships, unpack your bags.
Yeah, allow that new inventory to make its own sale.
Yeah. Oops. Okay, well, let's make some sales.
Yeah,
then.
Allow that to make its own sale.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Because again, everybody's thought pattern is different.
Right.
So just because there may be some familiar ways doesn't mean the thought pattern is still the same.
Of the person that you're dealing with.
Yeah.
That is correct.
It don't mean it's the same.
And you have to stop responding in attack mode. Because a lot of times the way we dealt with old relationships that did not work out well is out through the pain and through the hurt. And it causes us to be in the defensive. And
yes.
We get in attack mode. And when we get in attack mode, and we've done that from the pain and the hurt from past relationships, if we try to do it in this relationship with someone who has a whole totally different mindset of how to deal with things, it won't work.
It would. And too, his something that we got to realize too, that we model behavior. We model behavior. So that means if we see a certain behavior, if we grew up around a certain behavior, this is the behavior that we model. So if we model arguing, if we model not learning how to work things out,
mm-hmm.
this is how you come into the relationships from that model behavior,
right.
From the attachment to the behavior. They have attachment behaviors that we carry for all of these years, and we bring these into every relate, not even just boyfriend and girlfriend or married relationship, even friendships.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even some friendships. We carry this model behavior into a relationship.
Even sibling relationships.
Sibling, brothers and sisters.
This works for every relationship. That's an art to it. In order to master working things out, you have to keep
practicing
in this art.
Hey, Tisha.
Tisha
T. What up, cuzzo?
So listen, one thing you have to stop responding in this new season the same way you responded in the old season. You have to learn and prepare yourself. So the very first thing, before you can even work anything out with anyone that you have an issue with, you have to change your mindset.
Unpack the bags.
And the bags are, you got some bags up here. They're full. Yes. Full of all kind of stuff. Unpack your bag. God says, if you have issues, bring them to me. Lay your issues at my feet, and I'll care for them for you so you won't have to. He says, cast all your cares on me, for I care for you. So that's how I see it. If I lay them at his feet, he's going to care for them for me so I won't have to care for them anymore, and I can go on to the next thing.
Yes. I remember getting into the relationship with my wife, and there was a way that I don't even see how she dealt with it. Like, cause as I was going through it at the time, I mean, she's a trooper. She's a strong woman.
Because, I'm a rider, baby.
Because to deal with what I brought her at the time, it was like, how, when she brought it to me, when I matured from that mindset, it was like, I did that. But the thing is, I realized I only did that was because I brought a whole lot of baggage into the relationship.
Right.
I brought a whole lot of, hey, cuzzo, Tanisha.
Hey, Tanisha.
I bring a lot of baggage into the relationship.
And he was trying to deal with me.
And I was trying to deal with her.
The way
through,
he dealt with past relationships.
Because I figured, you know what I'm saying, like even certain things, you know what I'm saying, we're going to get into the next one because this next one is very important that we really understand. And I want to kind of delve into that because this may take us just a little bit to kind of deal with. The next thing that we have
you didn't finish your thought.
Oh, okay, thank you.
You were saying,
I'm segueing into the next thought. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to segue.
Okay, finish the first thought first, baby,
hey, Marissa,
so we can understand where you're going.
So what I'm saying is I dealt with her through the pain that I was dealing with in my past relationship.
There it is.
And I was coming from that level of pain. So what I could not do when it came to dealing with her into the next topic or the next subject that we want to deal with when it comes
the
to
next
dealing
key,
with.
Right.
The next key is listening.
Oh, my.
The next key is you must learn to listen. And a lot of times we take listening, and because we are very defensive and into proving who we are and what we, why we did what we did
and
why
you,
we said what we said.
How you hurt me.
How you hurt me. We
it's
don't
how
listen.
You made me
so
feel.
So what we do is when it comes to listening, we listen to fight, but we don't listen to work things out.
That's right.
We listen to fight. And then we use listening as a tool to fight. Because if you walk around the house and say for instance, my wife say, well, I want to talk to you. We need to talk. And I'm like, and I'm ignoring her. Here's an example of me not listening to her and also using it as a weapon to fight against what we need to do. Because we really need to, it is very important. Listening is the key to intimacy.
Oh my.
Listening is the key to trust.
And we have to understand everything you hear is, baby, that was a good point. Everything you hear is not going to be pleasing to your
ear.
That's
right.
The thing that I've noticed from listening to people discussing the issues that they're going through and the things in their relationships is everybody wanted it so easy. Everybody wanted it to be without hiccups and hurdles and stumbling blocks. Everybody wanted to be good, but at the same time, they say, well, I can't really trust that I love this person until we get into an argument. Then that's what I'll see. But it's like we're looking through the wrong lenses.
Yes.
We have to learn to, first of all, hear the right way.
That's right. Listen to respond.
Listen to respond, as Tanisha said. And I will say it a different way. Listen to hear.
That's what Tisha said a few minutes ago.
Yeah, listen to hear what their heart is telling you. But before you can hear anything, that's why we said point number one, you have to unpack those bags, unpack those preconceived notions, unpack the way, even in that relationship, unpack the way that this situation has unfolded previously in a relationship if it's something that's reoccurring.
Because, too, here's the thing, too, and this is why it's so important to listen, because a lot of time before me and my wife really learned how to start working things out, there was a point where she would tell me something, but what she was trying to tell me, I wouldn't hear her because I wanted her to understand how I felt. You don't understand how I feel. And I feel like you did this. And I feel like you said this. And I feel like you're doing this. And I feel like you're going to say this. And I feel like, and I feel, and I feel, and I feel.
And I would have to just do
this. And she's sitting there like this. And then she say, you know what, though? You wouldn't feel that way if you really understood what I did. Because if you understood what I did, then you wouldn't even be feeling the way you feeling. So it was like, so I had to really work on that defense that I had to really prove to her why I was feeling what I was feeling. But all I had really had to do was listen. Because when I started listening to her, then I started understanding that, dang, I didn't even have to feel this way.
And then the thing
I didn't even have to feel this way.
It was certain things that had to come from my mouth to his ear for him to understand you in a safe place when you're talking to me. I'm not here to hurt you. I would have to say stuff like this. I'm not here to hurt you. The things that I'm telling you, I'm really just here because I care about you. And you may not want to hear what I have to say, but I would not love you if I would just let you go on about your business and not bring it up. Or I would say stuff like, "Bae, I really want to hear you, but I'm just going to say how I'm set up. I can't hear you if you hollering at me or if you coming at me that way. So I know you want to be heard." So then what I did was I turned it back to his need. "I know you need to be heard or you want to be heard, and I really do want to hear you. So in order for you to do that, you're going to have to bring it down some so that we could talk like two adults and tell me everything you need."
But here's the thing. And I really had to search deep, and that's what we have to do. We got to search deep from where this defense mechanism, where it comes from. And a lot of times when we were younger or when we were just growing up or even just living life, when we made mistakes, it was a big deal for that mistake to have been made. So when you walking around in life or you dealing with life and you growing through life and making mistakes are a big deal, then what you don't want to do is seem like you're making a mistake. So what you're doing now is now when it comes to listening, you're putting off your perfection to not have made this mistake. So what that will cause you to do is it will cause you to actually lie. It would cause you to lie and not want to deal with comes with listening for the truth.
We have a lot of amazing people in this world who have been stigmatized behind their failure to want to look weak.
To want to look weak.
Their failure to want to be vulnerable. These issues that come up in your relationship, actually, these are golden opportunities to see how much you are mature.
That's right.
In handling the person because, that you claim you love. It hurt me.
Because to be honest with you, the thing that you're trying to be so perfect in, that if you would listen.
Come on.
If you would learn to listen and do it and actually get what's coming and listen and get what's coming. You can actually learn something that can help you out of the mistake that you're trying to hide that you're making consistently and consistently. If it was just a level of listening. Let me give an example. Let me break it down. Let me give an example. And I use my wife because trust me, whatever content we give you is because we got to go
through it.
We've been through it and we got to master
it. Been there, done that.
Yes, there should be an apology following the change behavior. That's right. That's right, Tisha. But here's the thing. A lot of times, if I'm doing something because I want to seem like the man, you know what I'm saying? So, babe, I got it. I'm not listening, but I got it. Babe, I don't need your help now. I don't need your help. Don't tell me how to do this. I'm the man here. You know what I'm saying? So, again, because of that pride thing, I don't want to seem like I need her help, so I'm not going to listen to what she tells me. So the crazy part is, now what happened is, when it don't work out, and I got to go back to my wife, and she said, "Well, babe, you ain't got to lose to win."
You don't have to lose to win.
I'm here to help you. Mm-hmm. So the thing that I should have actually listened to what she was trying to tell me, I wouldn't have had to go through it twice because I was trying to be prideful on who I felt that I was trying to be to her or in front of her. I didn't want to have to deal with that. So, and like I said, that was the root of the defense mechanism that I always put up to not listen to what she had been trying to help me with.
Right. And because we learn how to relate, even when those moments came, I had to be the person to understand, okay,
that's right,
this is coming from this place. I remember when we, when my husband came to my parents to ask for my hand in marriage, and my sister did they sister thing, and they took Pastor Jay into the side, and they said, okay, let me tell you, I mean, what's your plan for my sister and all that stuff. But the thing, the place I'm going somewhere. One of my sisters, her thing was, when Alma is afraid, this is how she will act. So if you ever notice that she's doing this, just know that this is what she's doing because she's afraid. And she's not going to never try. She ain't never going to tell you she's scared, but this is something that she will do. Because my sisters and I have a relationship, they knew that about me, something I didn't even know about myself. When he told me, at first I was like, no. But then I noticed it came back to my hearing whenever me and him got into an altercation or some kind of issue came up. The symptom of the issue was basically the root cause of my fear. And I realized she was right. When I get scared or when I'm afraid of something, because I always put on this facade as if I'm never scared of nothing, I'm a rider, I'm a soldier, I had to admit to that, babe. You know what? The reason why I acted like this is because I ain't gonna front. I was scared. And we had to learn how to relate to each other in our own areas of vulnerability. I didn't ever want to appear vulnerable, and neither did he. But once we start learning each other and relating to each other, it seemed like our whole relationship turned around. And now he knew that he could sit his vulnerability in my hand, and I'm going to take my hand and I'm going to give it to God. And then I knew I could do him the same way. So that's an element that was very necessary. The fact that we knew where to take our issues and our vulnerabilities. Sometimes even before we spoke to each other, we had to go to God first and say, okay.
That's true, Tisha. There's a blessing in the apology. Also, Tanisha had a question that was up there.
Okay, let
me see. She said, she had a question up there I wanted to answer real quick.
Okay, so Tanisha Wall says, why do you think the pride shows up so much? That's a good question.
Like, well, again, I'm going to only speak for us and the man side here. And it's really because of the character that we have to portray, like we're tough. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And this is a learned behavior. You know what I'm saying? This behavior is learned. Even if you don't know something, you know, the way to hide that you don't know it is to act tough.
Right.
The way that you hide that you don't even want to deal with stuff is you act tough. You cover it with a behavior.
Right.
You cover that not knowing with another behavior. So again, the pride comes in, the all this other stuff comes in because you really don't want to even deal with the ugly truth yourself.
Right.
You don't even want to deal with the ugly truth yourself. It look ugly to me. So if it look ugly to me, you know what I'm saying? Why would I allow somebody that I care about to see what I don't even like that myself?
But what happens in the interim is while the ugly of pride is while the ugly is being hid by pride, that pride to me showed up in an uglier look than the situation you know, you felt about what was going on. So that's why it's very necessary not just to listen, but learn how to listen well. Because if you learn how to listen well, then you can argue well. Because it's nothing wrong with having arguments, but not knock down drag outs. It's all about the art of how you argue. Because arguments are only heated discussions. We try to pretty it up by saying, oh, we had a heated discussion. But no, it's an argument and it's okay. But make sure you learn to listen well so you can argue well and not debate and come to combat. That's not okay.
We love you too, Tisha.
Okay, so.
So the thing is, and before we go on to the next one, listening also, the thing is you really get the other person's perspective.
That's right.
And you get their truth when you really listen to what they have to say.
Right.
That's why it's so important to listen, to not war, but listen to be able to respond.
And to be able to know better. I want to know this dude. I want to know him so well that if somebody comes up to me in the auspices of trying to be my friend, but it's really the devil in disguise, and say, your husband, la-da-da-da-da, I want to be able to relate it back to, wait a minute, he don't even operate like that. I want to be able to know him so well that I'll know. And I'm not saying that he'll never do something outside of what I believe he's capable of. But I want to know him so well that if somebody says certain things, I'll be like, that ain't him.
Yeah.
That's not him. And then because I've already taken that thought and captured that thought and threw that thing down, now I can go to him and say, babe, this particular situation came up today. Tell me about that. What's going on with that? And now I can have a conversation with him about it, and we could talk about it. So you have to listen, not to holler back. You have to listen to hear. Don't listen to holler back.
Mind provoking. Pride shows up sometime as a defense mechanism due to past experiences that have become a hindrance for most.
Admittance equates to vulnerability, which is hard for most to tap into.
That's right.
That's true.
Girl, you better go ahead.
That's true. I mean,
that's my niece. That's the bloodline. It's the bloodline. She get it honest.
Admit. I like how you said admittance equates to vulnerability, and we got to tap into it.
And there's nothing. And that's one thing. That's why it's so important to learn this art. Because you're right. When you learn this art to work it out, then you create that safe place for the vulnerability.
Right.
And a lot of people are not willing to be vulnerable when you're coming at each other, when there's not a level of working out. That's why I said that when it comes to not listening, that is defense, actually. Defense mechanism and that pride stuff is the enemy to listening. It is the enemy to listening. So it's very important that we learn the art to working things out so that we can create a level of intimacy, that we can create this level of trust.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because and that's how I told my wife how most men trust. We trust by being able to tell our vulnerable secrets.
Right.
Women trust a little different. You know what I'm saying? But I know when it comes to men.
We trust based on whether or not you break the trust by something you do, an action. Or something you say. Men trust by, if he can be vulnerable with me, even if it's something I may not want to hear, and I don't go off and be like, what you mean? And just go crazy off of something he told me he's struggling with. He know he could trust me now.
That's right.
And the thing is, I don't have to push my perspective on him. If I learn, first of all, women, let me let y'all know something. We are the forerunners. A lot of times when we do it, they will follow that action. If I listen to my husband and I learn the art of listening and I pay attention to what he's saying, guess what he's going to do back? He's going to start listening. He's going to start understanding me better. And I also have, of course, you know, the lifeline. I go to God and say, Lord, break up the fallow ground of his heart, because he's hard right there. I need him to hear me. And he will do that. So I can't say it's just, you know, that. But
so,
yeah.
So don't forget, y'all, if this is adding value, don't forget to like and share. So going into number three, it is so important. Number three now, remember
number
this.
Number three.
It is so important to set boundaries.
You have to set boundaries after you have done all of the other two things. You have to set boundaries.
Now, here's the purpose of setting boundaries. The setting boundaries is now that you two come to an agreement to come to this boundary that you will never cross.
Okay.
You come to this boundary that will never cross. We'll never go to bed mad. Let's agree to that.
Let's agree. That's
a boundary. We'll never go to bed mad. You know what I'm saying? And then what you do now is you now not allow this partner to jump off the ledge by themselves.
Because if you go past that boundary,
you're jumping off
the cliff.
The cliff is right there. And you.
We don't want that. Right.
Yeah, we don't want that.
And what we're saying, we're not saying don't go to bed mad, meaning that some people feel like that means stay up and keep the other person up until y'all work it out.
Yeah, until y'all work it out. Sometimes come back and talk about it tomorrow.
Okay, this is just a symptom or issue that we need to work out. We can't finish it up tonight. But I have to make a conscious effort not to be mad about this all night until the morning time. We're going to work it out. But right now, just is not that time.
And boundaries also allow you to shift hats.
Oh.
It allows you to shift hats. So if I come home from work, right, and I tell my wife, okay, listen, I just need this a little moment or some time to shift from my work hat now to husband. So just allow me that time to shift hats. You know what I'm saying? Allow me to, same thing with her. So if she's doing what she got to do, you know, I have to, you know, and then we come to this boundary. Okay, allow me to shift the hat of now being from what I've been doing to now being a wife.
Baby,
or to
when you
now,
look at my head, I wear my hats. Honey, I got them stacked up and I be rocking it. I don't have to shift. A woman doesn't have to shift hats.
We understand that.
We
but
can wear
again,
them all and then we can say, okay, this the hat I'm finna work with right now. Okay, this, that, now I'm playing. I don't know that for sure. I just made that up.
Yes. There you go.
Okay, so mind provoking. She says boundaries, not having expectations, yet speak requirements for an effective compromise between the two.
I couldn't have said it better myself, niece. Yeah. Took the words right out of my mouth. But that is so true. You have to set those boundaries.
Have to set the boundaries.
Because again, it allows you to come to an agreement. Certain things that you just say, we're just not going
to
do.
And it also allows you to get out of your flesh, because flesh is greedy. Flesh, the I need and I want and I need this to happen and I. Flesh is very greedy. It's never satisfied. So the boundaries will also help you to get out of that selfish, them selfish clothes and become one with this person. Because now we're coming up with boundaries that we need to have so that we can work through.
But, you know, my wife said that she can wear men, but I don't know, women are wired that way, because y'all could take care of the kids, cook food, wash clothes, do
have
that.
Have a baby on your hip.
Have a baby in the hip.
We
not wired that way. I'm
on
sorry.
The phone. Hey, girl, what's
yeah, yeah,
up?
Yeah.
Baby crying. We bouncing the baby. We can do that.
We can't do that. I'm sorry. I don't care how.
We friend. We counselor. We mother.
Hey, baby. Come. I need you to come get that. No.
And I could simply say to him, babe, are you listening to me? He just might be doing a simple text. Babe, you listen. Babe, I'm texting right now. Hold on.
Yeah, hold on. I can't multitask like that. I got to, because, you know, we process stuff a little different.
That's
so
why,
give me that moment to change
really
hats.
Need, y'all really need to see us. The women, we are powerful, yet we choose at times to be very soft so that you can be the man. I'm just saying. You can't, baby. Please don't.
Hallelujah.
Do it. Okay, probably. So number three, set your boundaries.
Okay, that was really nice. It was just like number three, moving along. Okay,
you know,
listen.
So well.
Yeah. She just like that. Move back. Go back to the paper now.
Right.
No,
three.
No paper. No, we definitely no. Listen, it. No, I love this woman, but it is one thing we had to realize, and this is so true. We had to realize that, okay, this is one of the boundaries that we set, and sometimes when we are talking, there is an interruption in the middle of the talk. You know. Cause my wife can interrupt me, like I'm talking and she'll cut me off, and it's like, hold on, and we have a phrase that we say,
listen
to the period. Let me finish every thought out so that you can understand in its entirety of what I'm trying to tell you.
Right.
But if you cut me off in the middle of a thought, you're gonna come up with your own perspective of what I'm saying. So so what our boundary is, okay, we say, let me to the period. So she knows. So what that does now is let her know, okay, let me let him finish before I get my thoughts out. Because once her thoughts come out, I can't say nothing.
No.
I can't say nothing else. It's a wrap. So let me.
We both can talk. But that is a good boundary that we came up with, because I didn't realize that I interrupt him.
Oh, yeah. Cut me right off.
I didn't realize it. Sometimes, you know, we do things for so long. I come from a family where we cut each other off, but we all still understand what we're saying.
But see, but that cutoff, though, that you got to understand, that cutoff is you really trying to enforce your thought and what I'm trying to say. That's why I'm like, no, this is not about you right now. Listen to what I'm saying. Let me finish so that you can get because again, like I say, cutting off. Now you trying to make me understand what you trying to say.
Trying to push my perspective.
Trying to push my perspective. Yeah. No. Yeah. Don't make my thought about your perspective. So we've come to that boundary to say, okay, listen, to the period.
It's a good boundary to have.
It's a very good boundary
to
have.
We have other married couples that use it, and it works.
It works.
While we're talking, instead of me saying, shut up and let me finish, you know, instead of me saying something like that, I'd be like, okay, babe, listen to the period. But another thing I found in listening to the period is sometimes I wouldn't even have to say what I was going to say, because if I really listened to the whole
thing. To the whole thing.
He basically say it before me, and then I'd be like.
Exactly.
Unless I'm just that type of person where I just got to get it out anyway and have the last say, which I'm not anymore. All right, so Tanisha says, just eager to get our point across, but it knocks them off their target thought. Right.
Yes, girl, that's the whole. Yes, that's the whole point. Because a lot of times, I don't want to forget what I'm trying to say. You interrupted me and then go tell me the whole story that I done forgot. That we done messed. We didn't even get to straighten the thing out.
But I like what Tanisha says, because she says, okay, think about it like this. We just eager to get our point across. Because a lot of times, to be honest, women don't feel like we're heard. We really don't. And that's why this second step, the second step we talked about, listening to hear, don't listen to go crazy and debate and one up that person and tell them, well, the only reason why I did that is because what about you? You know, we have to actually listen to hear. And if we master the art of listening to hear the heart of the other person, then even when it's a situation that's a really tough situation, like we was talking the last 2 weeks about infidelity, even if it's that situation, if I go ahead and get all of those thoughts and lay them at God's feet, I can't deal with all of that. It's too much. And that's good for us to lay it at his feet. And then we come to a point of having that conversation and we have to actually listen. A lot of times when you've been done wrong and there's mistrust, the last thing you want to do is hear what that other person have to say. But you have to master the art of making it intentional to listen.
I want y'all to really think about some boundaries that you need to set, or some boundaries that you have set. Listen to the rebuttal and defend, not comprehend, preach.
Mind provoking.
That's right.
That's right.
Listening to the rebuttal and defend, not comprehend. Exactly. Come on, y'all. Women struggle to be heard against the masculinity of the men sometimes.
We do. Hear our hearts. So a lot of times women, we struggle to be heard. So when we have the opportunity to talk, we try to get it in, which is not right. It's not a good art form, but that's what we do.
And that's true. I really agree with that, Tanisha. But you know what happens? I believe because boundaries are not set. You know what I'm saying? Because if you set these boundaries, then it won't be about the masculinity. It'll be about the boundary. The boundary works for both of us.
Yeah.
It doesn't just work for the man, and it doesn't just work for the woman. That's why we both set the boundary. So, okay, listen, if you never express how you feel about something, if you're not able to, look, that really bothered me that you said what you said.
Yeah.
But what you're doing is you're setting a low-key boundary.
You're setting
the stage for the boundary, because you're saying, look, I didn't, what you said hurt my feelings. You know what I'm saying? You're setting the stage for a boundary. So again, so if you say these words, these words make me feel a certain way. So I need you, if you're going to say what you're saying, don't say those words, because it's going to hurt my feelings.
Be future forward.
Yeah, you got
it. It happened in the past. Now that you're talking about it, set boundaries for future. So, okay, so in the future, if this is what you're going to do, just make sure. Like my husband has a habit of going to the barbershop. He's a barber. He goes to the barbershop for a client. He says, okay, babe, I only got one client, and then you one client left, I'll be home. Okay, so me, I'm the type of person, I like to cook and have the food hot. I like for him to eat it hot. I don't like to microwave it, you know, and all that stuff. So if he say he on his way, I remember I used to cook and be ready, and then to be sitting there, and then I eat by myself, and then I'd be mad. But what I've learned to do is say to him, I ask for what I want, babe. If you're going to be late, if you have other clients after that, just simply let me know so I will know what it is. So one boundary we had to set was, it's not that I'm trying to keep tabs on you. It's just simply let me know. Simple text, babe. Give me about another 2 hours. I got a few more people coming in or whatever the case. And then what I can do is I can set myself accordingly and I won't be sitting up there trying to rush or whatever. And that helps us to communicate better because now I know, well, he's not going to be home for another 2 hours. So let me sit this aside. I let that meat marinate instead of put it on right now. It'll be real good when it's time, you know. So now I'm all right and I'm happy. I can sit back and I can relax and I can do what I do until it's time to prepare for his arrival.
And again, that only comes with because there's a level of talking, there's a level of listening, and then definitely a level of boundaries because now we understand, okay, she's not asking me to communicate with her because she's trying to keep tabs on me. She just really needs to know so that she can prepare for me. So because I understand that, the boundary is set that we'll never, even if I, because I, trust me, I still slip up.
He does.
And forget. I still, oh, damn, my fault, babe, I forgot. My bad. I forgot.
And it helps, too, because with all of the issues going on in this world, with other things happening in your relationship, when you communicate with me, even though now I'm good with the fact that I trust you, so I don't be thinking off the rip, oh, okay, where he at? He said he was coming, you know, but some people have that issue where they're working through some things. That one simple boundary will help me to say, okay, we good. But Tanisha made a comment, and she's talking about basically being eager to get her point across. She said, I had to learn to understand that I used to do it, which is breaking in and not listening to the period, because it was the way the women communicated in my house. Me too, girl. Usually when the man spoke, it was law. So communication looked different in my upbringing. So trying to intertwine both came with a lot of trial and error. And we need to make allowances for people's trial and error. Everybody not going to perfectly do what you need them to do and meet the expectations that you have on the list of expectations because it's pretty long, I'm sure.
But you know what, Tanisha, that is so true.
Yeah.
Coming up, the dad, father, you know.
It was law.
It was law. When dad spoke or when he said something.
That was it.
That was it. There was no communication whether you was right, wrong, indifferent.
Right.
When the man of the house spoke, you had to shut up and go in your room and watch TV. Mm-hmm. And this is the way we learn to communicate. Be quiet or even not even when that was said, that was definitely the law. And don't break that law because you're going to get either punched in the mouth or you're going
to
get.
Well, for us, it was you get sent to your room. And I remember me and my sisters because it was the same way in our house. Me and my sisters would have little powwows before we have a family meeting and they would be like, okay, who gonna talk, speak up. So I'm appointed to be the one to speak up. And we were eager to say what we had to say. So we had a little thing. Okay, this is what we gonna say. Okay, make sure you say this and let daddy know this. I mean, it didn't always work in our favor, but at the same time, that's how it was. So women, a lot of times with that environment have been raised to get it in when you can.
That's what we were saying, you know, kind of in the beginning where like these are model behaviors that we've learned and we bring these model behaviors in relationships that we get in and either we learn to be quiet. Cause I was in a relationship. Oh, I remember this so clear. I was in a relationship and this is the first time we broke up, you know, cause this was my best friend and I didn't realize that till she left me. This woman left me, y'all.
You never know a good thing till it's gone.
Oh, she left me. And when she left me, now mind you now, I'm going to be honest. I got to be honest.
I folded all them clothes, put them in nice boxes.
Yeah. See.
Nice bags.
To the period.
I didn't. Oh, I'm sorry, babe.
To the period.
So y'all see my flaws.
Yeah. So again, I thought I had it like that because I'm Jesse Maul. Do you understand who I played for, who I've been around, who knows me? You know what I'm saying? I was Jesse Moore, and I thought I could do whatever I wanted to do, how I wanted to do it, when I could do it. Mm. So even though out of everybody that I was dealing with, I didn't have a connection with everybody else that I was dealing with that I had with her. Mm. So when she left me because she couldn't take, I would have left me too. I ain't going to lie. I would have left me too. Promise you, I would have left me too. Cause I was crazy. I was crazy. I don't know Beelzebub. I was crazy. Mm. But when she left me, it was like, yo, she really left. Like, oh my gosh, I can't. So yeah. after her leaving, my way to get over her was to jump right into another relationship. And mm-hmm. but the thing was, I took those same principles that me and her had, or the same relationship that I was trying to have. That's what I was looking for in every relationship that I was trying to get in. And this relationship, I really liked this girl. I thought she was cute. She was my type of girl that I would date. She was my type. So I thought, okay, look, you know, and the first time we would, you know, you always know in the beginning of a relationship is always the best time, because that person putting their best foot forward. They got this representative out. Mm-hmm. They want you to believe that they this person in mm-hmm. the beginning, until a couple of months later, then they'll really show you who they really are.
90 days.
Yeah, after that 90-day rule, that is so true. They will show you who they are. So the girl, but the first time, I should have known this. The first time we got together, she just shut down. But she shut down because of what she was going through in her last relationship. It had nothing to do with me. I'm sitting here trying to get her to talk. And she was upset. She was upset with me for something I didn't even know I did. I was like, what? But the point that I'm saying is, you don't miss your well. God knows. God knows this woman left me.
Baby, and I am spring water, honey. You don't miss the well till the water run dry.
I done dated so many. I mean, I tried to replace her with so many women. I tried my best. Mm-hmm. I had basketball teams. I went on Match.com. I promise you, it was easy to, because they, you know, it's easy to date today. It is so easy because they got all these dating apps. They got singles, or what do you call it? Kristen Mingle. They got Tinder. They got Match.com. I'm telling all my, see, I was on every level.
I mean, be transparent.
You I was on every one of them. I had a profile.
I wasn't. And look what happened. You couldn't find me there.
Trying to find it everywhere. I sure was.
LB
Mia!
On the line. Hey, LB, Mia, and Manja, welcome. Keisha and Scooter, welcome, welcome.
Mia say? Read Mia. But I promise you, I was really trying to replace what I had, and I didn't realize what I had, because mentally where I was, I really took it for granted.
You couldn't appreciate
unknowingly, only because of what I brought into the relationship. I brought baggage into the relationship, not realizing that baggage was causing me to take advantage of the good friend that I had. Because right. before, if we weren't anything, we were best friends.
Yeah, we were definitely that.
We hung out all, when I we wasn't Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde was us. We wasn't them. They was us.
Okay, you know, so let me see what Mia said.
I was outside, Tanisha.
Yeah, he was outside and could not find he couldn't find me nowhere. Searched all over. Okay, so Mia Williams says there's this individual battle that happens when boundaries are not set.
That's right. That's right.
Period. She says, as Tanisha stated, women struggle against the masculinity of men, so the response is in defense. In turn, the man feels emasculated, like the woman is asserting herself over him. So now the man is asserting himself. See the battle? Y'all see the battle? All this is invisible, and the only thing that is visible is no one feels heard. But the truth in the matter is both actions are misunderstood.
Misunderstood. Mia, my brother on the line, Brother Bishop.
That was yes. perfectly said. And if you really heard what was going on, all I heard was the battle. And that's how the issues and the situation, people are scared to find the thing that they want the most, and that's love, because they don't know how to handle what she just said. So,
but it's like I said, to
the period, baby.
I'm sorry, you're right. I didn't. Let me just talk about that.
Sorry. Let's pause for a brief moment so we can kill that.
Amen.
Amen. So basically, what she was saying was there's a battle. So when a woman tries to assert herself because she struggles to be heard, then he feels emasculated. Now he got a one up her, and all I saw was a battle. And that's the misperception of being in a relationship, that we feel like that battle has to be in order for us to figure out, you know, well, I know he loved me because we went through this and he stayed with me. No, the thing is, find this, the balance between the two extremes and live in that space, that place where I know that my husband and we, it took us learning the art of working things out for us to get to this point. I know he will hear me. and he knows I will hear him. And then the boundaries that we set work for us. You have to find the boundary that works for you.
But let's be, come on, let's be real here. Let's be Mia and Tanisha.
Okay.
Let's be real here.
All right, let's go.
Seriously, I want to come down real street for a second.
All right, let's go.
Most of the time, because we don't want to deal with the vulnerability of the issue, what we do is we pass it on. So what we do is whatever you say. Oh, you know what? Okay, all right now. Okay, that's the give up. So we give up in the middle of the struggle. No, okay, no matter whatever you say, babe. You know what? I don't want to hear your mouth
because we don't feel heard.
But my point is, in that point of not being heard, this is what I'm saying. Like this is where we both have to. Somebody has to understand. Okay, there is a level of somebody. There is a disconnect somewhere. So somebody has to be the one that says, okay, in this disconnect or in this battle, because I did it with her. Like sometimes when we were arguing, she would, I mean, she would really like come out like she was the Hulk. And I'm like, what is that? you don't want to talk about it right now. No, you make me mad because I always had to shut down. And I'm like, what is, well, I laughed at her like.
He did.
And but she got mad because I laughed. I was like, girl, you look.
No, you didn't. You didn't do me.
I didn't do you that bad, but now what, looking at it, it was
what
like.
What he did.
Nigga.
What he did, it did.
Well, my bad, y'all.
Had he done that, I would have just got worse. But how he handled it actually helped me. Because he would be so dominant in how he wanted to say things, and he would be so upset that he wouldn't let me talk. So
it wasn't that I didn't want you to talk. It was the talking. It wasn't, we was talking at each other.
Right.
And we weren't talking to each
because
other.
Because you wouldn't listen to me.
So I was, and because what you were saying, again, like I said, while we going through this, now what we're both doing is we're coming in at a defense.
Right.
So somebody has to realize, okay let
wait.
Me turn away
okay.
from this defensive
wait,
battle here.
You said we was keeping it real. That's how, what we learned. Let's go back to where we were.
Yeah.
So I'll be like, oh, I would do that. And see? I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to.
She did that.
Because that was my frustration. That was what it looked like. Like, you frustrated
that's right,
me.
Niece.
So then what ended up happening was he looked at me and he did this. He said, why do you do that? And because he did me like that, I had to stop and think about what did I just do? And he said, why do you do that? Like,
yeah, you put the Green Hulk.
And I said, and when I remember doing it when I was a kid, like when we couldn't get our thoughts out and our point across, I would do that and I would blurt out something stupid to my parents, like I hate y'all or something, and I leave the house or walk off to my room. But he wouldn't let me get away with that. He stopped me dead in my tracks with a thought, and the thought was simply, why you do that? And it made me think about why I did it. And then it helped me to now take that was in my bag. It was. And take that, what was in my bag, and cast it out.
Because again, what she wanted to do was push through the defense
that you had up. Right.
She wanted to push through the defense. So again, we're not listening, and that's what happens. You're defending yourself.
Yeah.
Because a lot of our conversations, the reason why there is a battle or a struggle, because we're two people here trying to defend themselves.
And we're deflecting.
And we're deflecting in the defense.
Yeah.
And we're giving reason for the deflection. And it's like, this conversation, if you're not talking to resolve, then you're not talking. You're fighting.
And you're going against the very art of it.
You're going against the art of
any
working
art,
it out.
Any other art form, you have to learn.
It's not an art form. So what I'm saying is, it now
what
comes.
What do you mean it's not an art form?
It's not. It's a form of craftiness. Or
I'm talking about the art of working things out.
No, I'm saying if you're not doing that, it's not an art form.
Okay, gotcha.
If you're not doing that. So the point is, if you're not doing it, you're not working it out, and The point that I bring to her, how we learn, is like, okay, look, we can't talk about this right now.
Right, he did say that.
Because my aggressiveness was, no, let's not talk about this. We're not talking about this right
now.
And in her mind said, it was like, I was pushing it and sweeping it under the rug. I'm not a, I don't have a broom right now.
Because that's what
so
I was used to.
I don't even have the broom. So I can't sweep right now. It ain't about sweeping it. It's about coming back to it when we are able to now be able to talk.
And because, once I learned that we were going to come back to it, I was fine. I just wanted to know that we would not, we were not going to just leave it and never come back to it and it still be stored in my heart. Because women, we hold things in the wells of our heart. And if it's not addressed, we it's going to come back up. So we learned that. But, like, we're running out of time. But,
Yes, listen, y'all. Listen.
Can I repeat those three things for people that just came in? So the art of working things out consists of three things that we came up with that were very vital. Number one, unpack your bags. Get rid of all the old stuff from the old relationships that you use to cope and deal with the issues, and understand that the issues are only symptoms of a bigger problem. Deal with the issues and the symptoms. Don't make that person a bad person based on the fact that they have issues that, as you address them, may not feel as good for you to hear or deal with the person that you with. So if I have an issue with you, I want to be able to not deal with you the way I dealt with other people in my past, because you're not that person and you have a different mentality and a mindset behind it. Then it helps me to do number two, listen. It helped me listen to be heard and not listen to holler back and have a debate and one up that person and deflect. So you have to unpack your bags, your old way of thinking, so you can now hear that person's heart and listen. And after you've done that, set boundaries so that going forward in the future, you will be able to work things out better. And the more you do this, the more invite the issues. Okay, here's another issue. Practice on every issue. And the more you do it, the better you'll get. We live in witnesses. It works.
So just by way of announcement, we also stream on channel49.tv. We actually been streaming for over a year now on the channel. And come to find out that this streaming network has been streaming us over the countries. And right now, I think we're the leading talk show on this streaming network that has the one of the most viewers. So we just thank God for that. And he's opening doors for us to get ready to go to Roku. We're going to be going to a Roku channel very soon. And we got a couple of things coming up. And listen, y'all, again, we keep announcing this April the 29th. We will be in Portland, Oregon, a live recording event, recorded TV, Shift TV live event in Portland, Oregon, April the 29th.
Okay. Every time, I did listen to the period, and every time you say it, you never say what it is. The Shift Love Ball. It's a love ball, elegant event, a great night out with your boo and... You don't have to have a boo to come. You could be single. Come to the Shift Love Ball. And it's great music by the Earth Tones. You have nice food, talk, love talk. We talk about everything we do here. It's going to be live and in person there.
A whole different perspective live, though. We do it different live.
Right.
But it's very impactful.
In Portland, Oregon.
It's very impactful, y'all.
April the 29th.
Yes.
Get your tickets on Eventbrite.
So listen, y'all, our Cash App is up, Shift Movement. Please help the ministry out. Please help us out. We just, you know, whatever you give, we very appreciate it. You can give 10 cents, and we're thankful for it. And also, y'all, just keep my family. I still came to do the show today. I lost my uncle today, very close to my family, man. Yeah. One of the pioneers of my family, we lost him today. So y'all keep the Duggins, Jordan family, more family in our prayers, in your prayers. So we thank you for that. So follow us. That's right. Follow us on YouTube.
Right. Don't forget to
like and share.
And subscribe.
And listen, check out Sacred Stone Studios.
We
film here every Tuesday, y'all.
In Houston, Texas.
We love these guys. We want to give them a shout out. Q Dog, my boy, Marcus, the boy and the boys. Y'all check them out. Look them up, man, for your podcast, recording, anything dealing with film, music, anything, they got you.
Right.
I promise you. Lord, we thank you, God. We honor you, God. We bless your name, God. We just asking you to just bless us today, God. We thank you for this platform that you've given us. And God, we just asking you, God, that we believe that some mindset was changed today, God, on working things out, God. Because, God, that we know, God, except you build the house, that they that labor in vain, God. So we want you to continue to build us up, God. We want you to continue to strengthen us, God. We want you to continue to have your will and your way in each and every one of our relationships, God. And even the relationship that we have with you, God. Oh, God, you are the restorer of all souls, God. And, God, you are the everything that we need, God. In times like these, God, continue to bless this platform. Bless Shift Real Talk, God, that we may reach millions, that we may reach nations, God. And that is our desire, God, to be different but yet impactful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right, guys, until next Tuesday with another mind-blowing topic, we will see you then.
Peace.
Thanks for watching.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.